Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem life-transforming advice, share number 54. We need to be aware of the harm that we cause ourselves by our anger. The Gemara Pesachim says that a person with a bad temper destroys his own life. Anger could ruin his relationships with other people, could hurt his happiness, could hurt his health. There's many transgressions that could be caused because of anger. There's a sefer called Erech HaPayim that has 57 pages describing anger's harmful effects. And the more aware we are of the harm that we cause ourselves by our anger, the more motivated we will be to try to develop attitudes that will free ourselves from that anger. When a person becomes angry, he only has his anger with him. It's Gemara Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. There's usually no benefits to become angry at others. It will not help you. It will not help them. It will cause the person you're angry at to pay less attention to you. It more or less causes harm to your health, makes you feel miserable. And the Gemara says that Kol HaKoyes Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. And that refers to the Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph, talks about this. When someone becomes angry at every little thing that others do against his wishes, that person loses his power of thinking, loses his temper, and he could destroy the whole world with his anger, because the intellect is not in control and he behaves like a wild animal. When he's angry, he's capable of committing all types of transgressions, and his anger is what's fueling him. And Rabbi Sol Salanta used to say the same thing, that most violations of halachos pertaining to Beinod L'Chaveroi is a consequence of anger. The Me'iri in Chibat Tshuva talks about it, that anger will lead to revenge, to hitting others, often resulting in actual murder. The Chavetz Chaim and Chavetz Hashmira says that when a person is angry, he's not able to think clearly and likely to be over all types of Isurim. Everything that's crooked seems straight to him. Everything's forbidden seems mutter to him. The insulting, the cursing, the quarrels, the Lashon Hara, humiliating others in public, all these seem to him like it's a mitzvah. Some people even tear their garments, break their things, smash walls, and so on and so forth. And when they hit that state, when nothing restrains them, when they're in a fit of rage, that's like Avodah Zarah. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayishlach says that even when you are angry at someone and you scream at him and speak against him, you can never tell the harm that you may be causing him. You may want him to suffer a little bit, but you don't know what extent of pain you're actually causing that person. The person you're screaming at may be very sensitive, and your shouting may cause him much more suffering than you wanted or intended. When you speak against someone, you may cause him to lose his means of livelihood or ruin his shidduch, and so on and so forth. In the Sefer HaMaspik L'Avdei Hashem, which is from the son of the Rambam, he says that realizing how anger prevents you from thinking rationally and causes your reactions to be like those of a drunk will motivate you to overcome your anger. Because if you're not able to think straight, you behave like a wild animal. A Rosh Yeshiva related that he once saw two children fighting with one another. And one said to the other, "I will kill you, I will shecht you." And he went over to that child and said, "Don't you know that if you kill that boy, you'd be put in jail?" And the child says, "Yes, I know. I'm willing to spend the rest of my life in jail as long as that boy is dead." So you see from here the irrational anger and what it causes. On a practical level, it's not worthwhile to harm anyone when you'll lose out. But when you're angry, you'll lose that logic. If you're short-tempered, you have to work on that, because you'll not be tranquil. When you're angry, it robs you of your senses. Whatever gentleness you had is taken away from you. You'll act and talk in a way that you would never act that way when you're calm. And once your anger leaves you and you're back to your calmness, you'll deeply regret the words you said, and you'll remember it with shame. How could I have said something like that? Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz in Das Chachma Musar brings down that anger is a deadly poison, not only for the soul, but even for the body. We have to run away from it. When you become angry, your respiration deepens, your heart beats faster, Your arterial pressures rise, the blood in your stomach shifts to your heart and central nervous systems. The process of, sugar being freed from the liver and your spleen, and adrenaline is secreted, and negative effects on your body. It's sort of like a flight or fight response. It's good when you have to attack an enemy. It's good when you have to run away from dangerous situations. But when you're just annoyed and you have such a reaction, it could cause you a tremendous amount of harm. The Sefer Charedim is brought down, and it's brought down in the Sefer Erech HaPayim, which is that Sefer on Kas, that if a person lost a flower, right, he's upset that he lost a flower, we understand it would be foolish of him to break a utensil worth 1,000 times more than the value of the flower just because he's upset. But when you're angry, that's what you do. You break things, and you lose much more from your anger than whatever the cause of the anger was in the first place. And another thing is, when you're an angry person, people won't point out your faults and because they're afraid you'll be angry at them, but you need to hear it sometimes to improve yourself. When you look back at times you were angry and see the harm you caused yourself or the suffering you caused to other people, could be even your own wife, your own husband, your own children, you try to do tshuva on that, recall those mistakes, and do everything you can to work on your anger. Some people deny their anger. Some people, they may be very angry, and you ask them, no, I'm not angry. So you have to be aware of it. When you're upset, acknowledge, I'm upset or I'm annoyed, and so on, and recognize it, and now learn how to deal with it. A lot of people make a mistake. The Ari Cheskel, which is Cheskel Levenstein, in his letters, he writes, it's so easy to rationalize and claim that your anger is not personal, and think that I'm only motivated l'shem shemayim. So a lot of people will say when they're angry, I have healthy kanoas, like Pinchas. And you need to suspect that perhaps it is not so. Perhaps it's coming from a pride. Perhaps it's coming from arrogance. A sign of a healthy person, of humility, is when they may feel strong anger, someone insulted them, hurt them, and he could take revenge and holds himself back, forgives the person, and the Gemara also says that one way to judge a person is bekasai, to see how he reacts when angry. Many people will be seemingly polite and kind when they're calm, but the way to find out what they're really like is see when they become angry. And you see that they could literally lose their minds. When you're checking out what's a true friend, be aware of their anger. Anger over things that are not working out in the material and physical world comes from a lack of emunah, and we need to work on it. The Chazon Ish and Emunah B'Tochen brings down that there are people who, on one hand, are willing to devote all their energies in helping a community as a whole or individuals, but nevertheless they lose their tempers quickly. And as soon as anything slights them in any manner, there's no restraint to their anger, and they may even harm physically someone who gets in their way. And it's impossible to bestow honor and praise on such a person because he did not work on correcting his character traits. Most likely he's doing communal work and Tzarchit Tzibber because he enjoys his personal creativity and perhaps the respect he receives rather than out of love for others. So it's very important to understand your motivations of things. Many people control their tempers when they're among strangers, but the real key is how you control your anger when you react to your immediate family. We make more demands on our family than on strangers, and we're more likely to become angry at our close family if our requests are not met. This is brought down in Lev Elyo, in the Hagdama, to Rav Yehuda Pian Sefer Lev Elyo. We need to be extra careful when dealing with our loved ones, with our family members, with our own wife, with our own husband, in the way we interact with them, removing anger from our hearts, removing anger from our lives. And again, sometimes it's not easy because sometimes things are difficult, sometimes we get provoked, Not saying that it's always a simple matter. It takes a lot of strength of character sometimes to overcome certain anger that may come from a lack of sense of security or some inferior feelings or for whatever the reasons that you feel that way, arrogance. And we need to work on that anger, especially when it comes to in our homes, not to bring that fire of Ish, of the Ish and the Ish of the Ish, Isha, but bring the Yud in the Ish and the Hey in the Isha, the Yud-Kei, the Shechina being there. And the way you do that is to remove anger and remove arrogance from our hearts as we interact with our loved ones, especially our own husbands and wives. Bracha v'atzlacha.